שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מאמר השלום של בעל הסולם. בספר כתבי בעל הסולם אנחנו נמצאים בעמוד 408.
Hello, we're studying the peace article in Kabbalah for the student, page 267. You can find this article in our website and ask questions in Kabda TV. Kabbalah for the student, page 267. In the peace article, Baal HaSulam says, it is well known to researchers of nature that one cannot perform even the slightest movement without motivation, without somehow benefiting oneself. When, for example, one moves one's hand from the chair to the table, it is because one thinks that by putting his hand on the table, he will enjoy it more. If he did not think so, he would leave his hand on the chair for the rest of his life without moving it at all. It is all the more so with greater efforts. And if you say that there is a solution to place them under supervision, so that anyone who is idle at his work will be punished by denial of salary, I will ask, do tell me where the supervisors themselves should take the motivation for their work. Because standing at one place and watching over people to motivate them to work is a great effort too, perhaps more than the work itself. Therefore, it is as though one wishes to switch on a machine without fueling it. Hence, they are doomed by nature, since nature's law will punish them because they do not adapt to obeying its commands, performing these acts of bestowal upon others in the form of work for the Creator to achieve through it to the purpose of creation, which is dvekut, adhesion with Him. It was explained in the article Matan Torah, item 6, that this dvekut comes to the worker in the measure of his pleasant and pleasurable bounty, which increases up to the desired measure for rising to know his genuineness, ever developing until he is rewarded with the excessiveness implied in the words, neither has the eye seen a God besides thee. And imagine that the farmer and the worker were to sense this goal before them while working for the well-being of society. They would certainly not need any supervisors, since they would already have sufficient motivation for a great effort, enough to raise society to the ultimate happiness. Indeed, understanding that in such a way requires great care and proven conduct. But everyone can see that without it, they have no right to exist from the perspective of the obstinate, uncompromising nature. And this is what I wanted to prove here. Thus, I have evidently proven from the perspective of empirical reason, out of the practical history unfolding before our very eyes, that there is no other cure for humanity but the acceptance of the commandment of providence, bestowal upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure of the two verses.
So, on one hand, we have to achieve it because everything we're going through will force us to give up on all the conducts of life that we build through all kinds of theories of our own, we'll give up and break ourselves on one hand. On the other hand, we won't be able to realize anything. Because who knows what is in order to bestow, how to connect, how to set everything up. We see that we keep running up against a certain situation. From the perspective of our egoistic desire, we understand that we are willing to ruin everything. But what will that do? From the perspective of the desire to bestow, we understand it's good to connect and be without this pride and this animate brain that wants to ruin everything only to control for a minute. But we still can't. So we can't achieve connection and we can't achieve separation. So what do? Here humanity has to stop and understand that it has no ability to build any form of society that allows us to at least survive without terrible blows. Impossible. We've been through every form of egoistic desire, which we are now exhausting, completing. There is no other egoistic form through all kinds of not changing society through technology. We can push it a little further. We make these tiny changes to remove people from each other so they can talk on, so they can communicate by phone instead of talking, so each has his own place where he's more inside of himself with these communication means, etc. But at the end of the day, you cannot avoid people feeling that there is no choice. We have to be in good relations, but we can't. We have no choice. We mustn't continue living in an egoistic society. So we can't be in the minus or in the plus anymore. What do? Here is where the wisdom of Kabbalah should appear. It says, I have both. You don't need to move away from each other, and at the same time, you can create a society where everyone feels free. Everyone wants to be his boss, no problem. Everyone wants to be free, far from the others, no problem. Everyone wants to feel that the others are close to him and are willing to help him, no problem. We can realize everything in a society that the wisdom of Kabbalah suggests. We have to understand it, how this is done by ourselves. We have to understand it by ourselves. What happens when we work in order to bestow? When we get the power, when we reveal the greatness of the Creator. In Him, we build ourselves. And then everything falls into place. Otherwise, it is hopeless that we will exist. Go on.
We're continuing on page 268. The first is, love thy friend as thyself, which is the attribute of the work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own, as it's written in the article Matan Torah. And the other verse is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that he labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator, that he said, and they do his will. And if you wish to listen, you shall feed on the fruit of the land, for poverty and torment and exploitation shall be no more in the land, and the happiness of each and every one shall rise ever higher, beyond measure. But as long as you refuse to assume the covenant of the work for the Creator in the fullest measure, nature and its laws will stand ready to take revenge. And as we have shown, it will not let go until it defeats us and we accept its authority in whatever it commands. Now I have given you practical scientific research by the critique of empirical reason regarding the absolute necessity of all people to assume the work of God with all their hearts and souls and might.
Questions in order to scrutinize more correctly. Yes, Avigdor.
First, I wanted to ask, who did Baal HaSulam write this article? The public? The general public?
Of course it's for the general public that he explains. He doesn't explain it as the work of the Creator. He explains it as a social situation that's advanced, of course. And he writes it for everyone, yes.
So we can see that he really develops a new language here, the whole matter of nature instead of God, the laws of nature and the supervision, it's a new language.
Yes, that's clear.
And you too continued it, and you helped us immensely to explain these things, and so people who don't want to hear about God, they can understand it nicely.
Thank you.
My question is, you can explain this all until you reach this one sin about the Russian nation that the Creator won't forgive it.
Why? Why? The general force of the integral global nature that's connected to one mechanism, one body, one organism, that general force doesn't let it resist. It doesn't allow it to break it. Not in the form of reception or bestowal. You have to maintain balance in what you're given. You have a certain tolerance, certain boundaries in which you can kind of play like any law. You have some leverage either way. But you can't break the law. You cannot force a person to work in a desire where he doesn't see self-benefit. You can't. It's against nature. You want to force nature? It's not going to work. That's what he's explaining. So he says God won't forget God. God meaning nature. Nature won't forget because it's a mechanism. In the past, you couldn't say nature is this or that. But today, everyone understands that we are in an integral system that doesn't let us do whatever we want. Look, we don't even know how things work. Maybe I'm digging a hole here in order to drill oil so elsewhere I get an earthquake or a volcano erupts. And here a volcano erupts and elsewhere it cools down. We don't understand how we're influencing. We have no understanding. Now, just a spaceship takes off from Earth. Earth is a perfectly balanced system to the tiniest iota. Now, you take 10 tons of substance, of material, and throw it out of Earth. So it tilts it. It moves. You're breaking its balance. Even just in terms of materials, substances, forces. I'm not talking about the mass itself. We don't understand how we're influencing it. In everything. Anything we do on Earth, all the billions of people, which is not for the purpose of sustenance and spiritual development, all of it becomes, how should I put it? Forces that work against us. Suffering that we feel. Anything. Just imagine, with all the technology and all those things we do, I'm not talking about, not to mention human relationships, even just mechanically, how much we produce, how much we burn, how much we throw. Nature doesn't tolerate it. So, we can explain this to people. Dudi, is that right or not? What? Wait, Avigdor.
I also have questions that are not clear to me. How do you settle the collision between my needs and the needs of the others? You can't.
What do you mean?
I have desires. You have desires. Each one wants things in society.
I have to satisfy my desires if we're in an integral system, only in order to participate in this system. That's the law. Ask physicists, mathematicians, they will tell you, biologists, they will tell you how the integral body should exist. How does it exist? Every cell receives only what it needs for its existence and for participation with others. That's a problem. We don't understand it. That's why we're all fat.
So I have to give up my own needs?
Relinquish the surplus. Because surplus is worse than lack.
I like to connect it to the Israeli news, for an example. This week we have a lot of new laws in the parliament.
Yeah, they want to go on vacation, so they're doing it. Otherwise they won't be allowed out. That's it. They make laws. Guys, we have 20 laws and we have 2 hours left. And before that they were speaking for 2 months, just talking, chit-chatting.
Okay, but after all, we have laws. So it turns out that a lot of people's desires collide. There's my desires and the others.
It's always like that. That's why it's a law. If everyone agreed on it, we wouldn't have to make laws. A law always benefits someone and hurts someone else. Of course. Otherwise, what's a law? A law means you put a law that we are forbidden to break it. From the positive side, from the negative side.
So how will it reach the good being of the society?
Of course you can't. Until you work with society, with a population elevated to the level where these laws will be included in it, and we won't need any external limitations. There will be limitations from within. So every person limits himself and says, this is not in favor of the general integral system. I can't do this. Otherwise, it'll hurt everyone and it'll hurt me. Maybe I don't understand or feel it, but if I do it to everyone's detriment, then I'm creating a big flaw in the soul that returns to me. I'll discover it in the future, but I can't do it right now either.
So still, I give up my own desires, my needs.
Of course. Your desires in order to receive, in which you cut yourself off from eternity and perfection. So it's okay if you stop using them, because it helps you move yourself to in order to bestow, by which you acquire eternity and wholeness. It all depends on education, you see? Can't help it. Yes, Avigdor, continue.
Thank you. So, going back to the ones who hear our explanation in the new language Bala Sulam developed in the article, and you continue it, that we have to connect, there's interdependency, it's like a clutch, we can't release ourselves from this dependency. You explained it all, but I really want to hear a further explanation why we have to do it to give contentment to the Creator.
The Creator is the integral system itself. There's no Creator without a creature, created being. We can say it's a force, and if you can, let's say you have a system, and it's a still system. Inanimate. immobile. It can't move. It's frozen. Like you connect its pieces. The minute you connect all of its pieces, it begins to work. The force you activated by connecting all the pieces to correctly, that force is called the force of life, the vital force. This is the creator.
And what does it mean to give contentment in the language?
When you work for the benefit of this whole mechanism, tell me, how can you picture the creator who is good and does good and infinite, there's none else besides him, etc., besides the system? How can you bring it contentment? Only by activating it in the system when you activate the system. Don't attribute to the creator anything. That's why it's called bore, come and see. Don't attribute anything that you discover besides the system. There's no such thing. In an integral system where all its parts are locked in each other correctly, the internal life in the system is called the creator. That's it. It's more internal.
Okay, I'll hear it again. I'm not sure I'll be able to explain it the way you do. I feel that this is what we are missing in our explanation, this substantial last step.
Fine, we'll talk about it. Prepare questions so we can poke into them more deeply.
Last question. I just heard you say that in a society that is in Bistole, everyone will be free. If you want to be the boss, go ahead. You want to go away, go ahead.
Of course. There's nothing freer than merging with everyone and working for the sake of everyone. Why? Because you're not a slave to your egoistic desire. On the contrary, you turn this desire so as to bestow upon society, and then they discover society as your own soul. So you have no freer than that. You discover the whole world in your soul. It's not our world. It's the whole real world. And man's narrow world, who is a man who is not corrected, he sees that there's nothing to do there. It disappears, that perception. Disappears.
So this small piece of the cogwheel is the most free part of it?
It's a sensation of freedom. When we shift, when we go across the machsom, the barrier, in our perception, we feel the freedom and a different light, a light of freedom. Everything is white. Yes.
So until we connect all the parts of the system, as you said, there is no creator?
No creator.
So what does it mean that the friends say that the creator gave you this situation?
When you turn to him, you turn to the general system that you're in, and the group is there, and you ask the general force that's hidden in the system. The system is broken only from your perspective. So you turn to that system, to the general force in it, to the corrected, to its corrected state, to help you become a corrected part of it.
Even if I don't know how the corrected state looks like?
You can't see it before you are corrected. It's a materialistic, straightforward approach. There's you, the group, and a general nature. Who's back there? Run.
I'd like to ask, everything we're talking about is very exalted for a simple person.
We're not talking about ordinary people, only about the chosen few.
I understand, but Dudi started asking about the laws in Israel, and you started explaining, so I want to ask if I may.
I'm telling you, you can explain it if you describe a person and the group as a laboratory, in order to merge in all of humanity and in all of reality as one system. There is nothing here that you can't understand.
My question is, it's simple. The principle that my well-being is bound to the well-being of others is very high. It's exalted to understand that.
If you don't look at the general system, it's detached from you. If you see the whole world, you have to be immersed in it. You have to understand, you have to delve into it. You need dozens of films, explanations, so people will understand that they are in an integral system. You have all kinds of imaginary films, so create this imagination. We are in an integral system, we have nowhere to run. You're living in it and you die in it, in these laws. But these laws are hidden from you. Why? To make you feel bad that you're not in it, and to make you want to discover them by you correcting yourself, by changing yourself, by learning it. Baal Sulam explains it, and Chabash too. It's like a child. You're given a Lego brick and start collecting the bricks. By this, you'll get smarter. You'll ask for the strength, and by this, you'll grow. Without it, you'll stay small, little. Or maybe you'll become a big child, but still a child. You have to know the whole system. Each one should know the whole system.
No.
Yes.
Being cautious this way, out of the understanding that we're in an integral system, do you think this principle is something we can really go with in dissemination?
Yes, we must, because it becomes revealed to us in reality that we are in a system where we're all connected and suffocating each other, we're choking each other, and there is no solution, there won't be a solution, except for our method, because it includes both egoistic desire that these Bolsheviks wanted to cut off, and the altruistic, liberal desire, whatever, you name it. Everything. The will to receive and the will to bestow as well. This method contains both. This is why you have no other method, and you have nothing else to reveal other than wars and trouble. And that's it, right?
May I ask one more question? An individual that wants to examine himself, if he's acting in the right way to this interdependent system.
We can't reach others until they feel that they are suffering. And then to the extent that they are suffering. This is why we have to disseminate as close as possible to each one. So even a person who suffers a little bit will understand why he is suffering. If not, then after a world war. But still, we have to prepare the method so each one, according to the level where he feels enough, he can understand the system, the method. Yes, Bill?
You said a moment ago that humanity has put himself into a position where they're going to have to experience great sufferings.
If he doesn't listen to us.
Then my question would be, how do we avoid or can we spare the world from going through these great exalted sufferings?
Through dissemination. There's no other way. Through our eternal work as well, of course. If I change the balance of forces within the system of Adam HaRishon, by this, the world advances in a good way toward correction, well, but also externally through dissemination, internal dissemination and external dissemination.
Okay, we'd like to have an update. It's going to be less than a week from today until we meet in our great convention in Europe, and we see on the screens that people are starting to gather in Zichron, Ashkelon, and other places. Next week, we're going to meet here in Petah Tikva, all the men of the Israeli groups, and we'd like to integrate, according to your recommendation, to random tents. We sent an email with a registration form, and Roy will update us how important it is to register.
So, from all the men's groups are invited over here, from all over Israel, right?
From all the groups in Israel, yes.
Fine. Next.
So, we're expecting a gathering of at least 500 men from all over Israel. Yesterday we sent a registration form. In this form, the friend fills in whatever lessons he's going to be during the Congress, because we want the random tens here to have a full and a different ten in every lesson. So he's going to get a message ahead, this is your ten.
So you need registration in advance.
Right.
So where do you do it?
Everyone got a WhatsApp message and an email message.
There's no such thing as I didn't get it?
There's no such thing. But we're going to send it again today. We're going to put this message on Sviva Tova. We'll publish it in any way possible so that everyone gets the message.
All right.
And I just want to say that it's very important that you register as fast as you can until Monday, because we want to try to do it organized in a good way.
People who are coming on Fridays, can they come here and stay?
We're going to send a message how the conducts. But
all right. Another question. The meals, yes?
Yeah, of course. We're going to have a full Congress exactly like we're having in Italy.
Very well. Okay, that's it, basically. Are there more announcements?
On Sunday, we're going to update. Moshe Edmoni just asked. Moshe and the Europe team are going to have a whole report about the Congress, and we're going to have questions from Europe. And so Sunday, we're going to have a very detailed report about the Congress.
Very, very well. And send me an email. I'll keep going into the mail frequently to see if there's something I have to change from there, perhaps. What you recommend, what you're asking.
We just want to say that we're starting to be connected to the Congress from the lesson number zero on Thursday, and of course throughout Friday and Saturday, and whoever can stay with the Congress on Sunday.
Very well. More?
We can have one last notice that this evening we have a tish immediately after the meal at 4 o'clock Israel time. We have a tish.
All right, until 5. I won't be able until 5, until a quarter to 5. I have some international call to make. So let's give a blessing to our lesson, to our gathering. Mois, please.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends and worldly. Regarding the WhatsApp, I want to tell the friends, if you didn't get it, you're supposed to be in Rome. All the ways lead to Rome. You're supposed to be there. I wanted to ask...
Me?
If I may.
Well?
Bala Sulam writes here that this is a scientific, empirical article.
Yes. We need to come to a state where we understand it as instructions, clear instructions for dissemination in every way.
And what popped to my mind a few times, and of course there's one origin for that, it's as if the Creator wanted to test the material we're made of and how we respond, and all the shatterings. How should I relate to this thought at all? It's as if He tested the raw material, how the will to receive responds.
It's called, by your actions, we know you. This is what we do. Yes.
Maybe from that, Rav, maybe one more small thing. That gave me an indication regarding, I always had a serious problem regarding Atzmuto and the Creator. As if I've built the heaven and earth, that's the Creator. All the rest is something beyond our attainment.
Heaven and earth meaning everything you see in front of you is the system that the Creator, this upper force, created. What created is His essence. What it created and what we're in, this is the Creator. We are in the Creator, in nature, in God. Because everything we attain, it is not keter. we don't attain keter. We attain in the lower nine. We'll talk about it.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Very well.
We will be with you, and I hope you feel us all with all our support and everything the world needs for.
Thank you. There was someone there who wanted to ask quickly.
Rav, thank you for this lesson. We're going down to a hummus meal now. I wanted to ask, how can we take everything we've received here and continue the internal work in this meal?
Talk about what we got from the first lesson and the second lesson and the third lesson. The extract, the summary, and how we realize it. Basically, you can see how all these parts are connected to each other and how we realize them in the group as one patsuf. And all the actions that we learn in cause and consequence, I hope that we will experience them and will be rewarded with seeing their completion. And with this...
One moment, please, Rui. I just want to say regarding our activity next week. So Thursday, lesson number 0 will start with the Yeshivat Chavarim at 7:30. We're going to end Thursday at 9:30. Friday, we're not having a morning lesson. We're going to start with a congress in the morning at 9:30. We're going to gather here, and we're going to stay here until 10 p.m. So each one should go over the schedule and see how you organize everything in order to take part as much as you can in the congress. Now let's hear the daily task. Try to see all the events of life through the prism of the sketch of the 10 sefirot, Rosh Toch Sof. In 6 hours from now, at 11:30, talk about it as you meet in the 10. Again, try to see all the events of life through the prism of this sketch, the 10 sefirot, the Rosh, Toch, and the Sof. In 6 hours from now, at 11:30, talk about it as you meet in the 10. And later we're going to send the sketch.
Thank you very much. We thank our viewers on TV. And a good day. Please be quiet. Thank you. We're all as one. The World Kabbalah Convention in Europe. We're inviting all the students of Kabbalah Alam, Kabbalah for All, for a convention that will take place between the 27th and 29th in Rome, Italy. For more details, go to eurocongress.com.